Is it? First, thank you, Mr. President. First, I would like to join others and congratulate you on your assumption of the presidency of this conference and assure you of the full support of our delegation. I would also like to take this opportunity in congratulating Grenada on its accession to amended Protocol 2. We encourage other observer states here to take the necessary steps to become states parties to amended Protocol 2, especially those that are parties to the original Protocol 2. We fully recognize the humanitarian threat associated with the indiscriminate and irresponsible use of mines, booby traps, and other devices, in particular improvised explosive devices. The United States continues to demonstrate its commitment to address the humanitarian consequences that can be caused by landmines and other conventional weapons. For more than two decades, the United States has assisted with efforts to mitigate the harmful effects of conventional weapons. The United States Department of Defense, Department of State, as well as the United States Agency for International Development, work together with foreign partners, private companies, and non-governmental organizations to implement humanitarian mine action programs, reduce small arms and light weapons and conventional stockpiles, including man-portable air defense systems, and improve physical security and stockpile management practices at conventional weapons storage sites. Since 1993, the United States has provided more than $2.5 billion in aid to more than 90 countries for these conventional weapons destruction programs. In addition to supporting the above-mentioned programs, the United States provides a wide variety of assistance to combat the illicit trafficking of conventional weapons, helping states improve their export control practices, and providing technical assistance for physical security. The United States has been and remains the world's single largest financial supporter of humanitarian mine action, which includes not only the clearance of landmines, but also medical rehabilitation and vocational training for those injured by landmines and other explosive remnants of war. The United States is very proud of the assistance that we provide over the years. Our conventional weapons destruction program is an important investment in saving lives and fostering stability in every region of the world. The program helps countries recover from conflict and create safe, secure environments to rebuild infrastructure, return displaced civilians to their homes and livelihoods, help those who are injured by these weapons to recover and to provide for their families, and promote peace and security by helping establish conditions conducive to stability, democracy, and economic development. In 2014, the United States announced several important changes to our policy with respect to anti-personnel landmines. The United States announced that it will not produce or otherwise require any anti-personnel munitions that are not compliant with the Ottawa Convention, including replacing such munitions as they expire in the coming years, and that it is aligning its anti-personnel landmine policy outside the Korean Peninsula with the key requirements of the Ottawa Convention. Even though the United States aligned its APL policy outside the Korean Peninsula with key requirements of the Ottawa Convention, the unique circumstances on the Korean Peninsula and the United States' commitment to the defense of the Republic of Korea preclude the United States from changing its anti-personnel landmine policy there. The United States, however, will continue its diligent efforts to pursue material and operational solutions that would be compliant with and ultimately allow the United States to accede to the Ottawa Convention while ensuring its ability to meet its alliance commitments to the Republic of Korea. The security of the Republic of Korea will continue to be a paramount concern as the United States moves forward with these efforts. Overall, the United States is comprehensively addressing the humanitarian issues posed by landmines, both through our own policies and through our humanitarian assistance efforts in concert with our international partners. Those efforts have helped 16 countries, including Mozambique most recently, to become free of the effects of landmines. This assistance has helped reduce dramatically the number of people killed or injured by landmines each year. Mr. President, the United States will provide additional comments with respect to IEDs at the appropriate time, but the discussion over the past years demonstrate that the CCW does have a constructive role in exploring the various lines of communications between states. We look forward to hearing more about the recommendations from the IED coordinators. With the broad range of issues under discussion, we encourage states to be precise when discussing IEDs to maintain the distinction between humanitarian mine action and counter IED activities. As we move toward the CCW Review Conference in 2016, we believe that we should focus work on analysis of the response to the questionnaire and issues that are fully within the scope of CCW Amended Protocol 2. We cannot solve the IED problem within CCW, but we can make progress through the CCW, which provides a unique forum for states to engage in this topic, so long as we take care not to duplicate parallel pre-existing